This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Wisconsin's governor will keep his job. Republican Scott Walker won the recall election there yesterday. That win has political implications, but it also has implications for organized labor. Unions led the push for the recall vote after Walker trimmed their power in the state. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The recall vote attracted national attention because of its connection to labor issues, and that led to big donations, a lot of which came from outside the Badger State. UC Berkeley professor Harley Shaken specializes in labor issues.
Unions poured considerable resources into this recall fight, but they were no match on the dollar front with the kind of money that Governor Walker was able to tap into.
Groups supporting Walker outspent groups supporting his opponent 3-1. Walker cut collective bargaining rights for public workers to try to shore up the state's deficit. That's something other politicians in other states have considered in these tough economic times. And last night's results may give them more confidence in their ability to enact tough reforms. Harley Shaken says this was a big blow to labor, but they'll live to fight another day.
Scott Walker has retained his job, but he faces an energized labor movement 2 years down the road.
And Shaken says Walker's victory in Wisconsin may energize union voters nationwide. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.